This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Terry. And it feels more like a football day here on this chilly Saturday morning, but we are indeed set for the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. It will have a first pitch of 10 o'clock for Hillsboro and Litchfield here on FM 106. Nokomis and Morrisonville scheduled for a 10 o'clock start on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. More on the County Baseball Tournament as we move along here on Sports Saturday, but we're very happy to be joined right now by Sammy Matouche. Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning.
And earlier this week, you made your collegiate decision, and tell us about it.
I just decided that I would be attending Washington University in St. Louis.
And when you talk about WashU, I mean, not only is it one of the elite academic institutions in the entire country, but their women's basketball program is also elite.
Yes, it is very competitive down there.
Talk about kind of the decision process. You were telling me off the air, because I had asked you several times throughout the year, have you decided yet?
Yeah.
Have you decided yet? And you're always like, no, not yet, not yet. And then you said, after the state tournament, all of a sudden the decision maybe became a little more complicated.
Yeah, I started to get more and more like inquiries about, like, from colleges, like, hey, why haven't you committed yet and all this stuff? And I started to get more offers from a D1, a bunch of D2s, some D3s, and it just made my decision so much more complicated.
What was the recruiting process like? Because, I mean, you've been a highly touted, sought-after basketball player for a number of years. So what is it like to have all these people fawning over you?
Let me tell you, it's a lot of phone calls, a lot of time spent on the phone.
And, I mean, I would imagine it's not something that you would want to go through again.
No, not if I had the choice to.
So WashU, we talked about the great academic institution that it is. It's a D3 school, so while D3 doesn't actually give athletic scholarships, quote-unquote, they're taking care of you.
Right. I'm getting most of my scholarship money through, like, academic leadership roles. Mm-hmm.
And this is always the key thing. You know, everybody, when they grow up, they're like, man, I want to get a college scholarship and play college ball. You have achieved that goal. But it's not just about athletics, because, you know, professional sports, that's not on the table. So
right.
When you're done playing basketball, you're going to have a degree from Washington University. I mean, that had to be part of the process, thinking, you know what, when this is done, I'm going to have a WashU degree.
Yeah, I always, like, when I was making my decision, I was always like, you know, in 4 years, I'm not going to be able to play basketball anymore. I'm going to have to, like, have a good college degree. And, like, Washington University just has very, very high academics.
I mean, this is a school, I mean, super smart people don't get into that university. So to be able to have in 4 years a diploma hanging on your wall from that school, I mean, you're going to be able to get a job wherever you want to go.
Basically, yeah.
The major is going to be?
I'm not 100% sure, but right now I'm looking into math actuarial sciences or even like the business route.
And when you told me that before, I said, what is math actuarial sciences?
Basically, it's like jobs within insurance companies.
Okay. And as you look back on your basketball career at the high school level, I mean, you accomplished basically everything that could be accomplished. You scored the most points in the history of Hillsboro High School, the most points in the history of the great Montgomery County, and you wound up 12th on the state's all-time list. As the season has been over now for a few weeks, have you had time to kind of sit back and process what you did through your high school career?
Yeah, and a lot of times it makes me really sad because I go back through all the videos that we took, like, even at the state tournament and stuff, it's just sad knowing that, like, I'll never get to play with all of my best friends again.
And it is the memories. I'm sure that state tournament weekend, the games were the games, but I can only imagine the bus rides, the hotel rooms. That's the stuff 10, 15 years from now that you're
right.
All going to remember.
Right.
So moving it forward now to college basketball, have you gotten an indication from maybe the coach or some of the current players the differences, the adjustments that you'll have to make?
Yeah, like, I mean, I'm really close friends with Abby Brockmeyer, mm-hmm. and, like, she always says, like, it's a totally different game. It's quicker. You're going to have to work to get your foot speed faster and be able to, like, play longer games because it's longer.
And they play quarters, too. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, you know, men's basketball is halves. Women's college basketball went to quarters, so you won't have to make that adjustment at least, but it is 2 extra minutes per
each,
quarter.
Yeah.
So you'll get down there in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a job, basically. I mean, you're talking about a full-time job with the basketball and a full-time job with the academics. So time management becomes very important.
Yeah, it's basically a lot of weight training and, like, like getting into shape, like endurance running and stuff.
So when you made the decision to go to Wash U, obviously Wash U was happy. A bunch of other schools were like, ah, blast, we didn't get her. So do you contact the other schools and thank them for recruiting you, or do you just kind of move on?
Yeah, that was like a big part of like, that's just kind of who I am. Like, I felt like really bad for like the other schools and stuff. So before I like announced it, I made sure I called each one of my coaches personally and told them like what was happening.
And I mean, everybody that I've talked to about you has always talked about you are such a class act, such a nice, good person. And when you hear those types of things about yourself, it has to just make you feel good on the inside.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
And we're thankful that you came out here this morning, because you're off to yet another All-Star game. You're going to play in like 65 All-Star games
basically.
This year by the time it's all said and done. But you're going to be going to Edwardsville. What's this All-Star game today?
This one is Illinois versus Missouri. I played in another one that was in around St. Louis.
That was the River War, right?
Right. So that was like Illinois versus Missouri in Missouri. Now we're doing Illinois versus Missouri in Illinois.
Same teams?
A little bit different.
Interesting. And then you said you have yet one more after this one.
Right. I have the IBCA. I'm pretty sure we just play like within A's, like 1A, 2A, 3A, okay. And 4A. And like that's in like June or July.
And of course, you were a first team All-Stater the last 2 years. But I think it was the AP team that they announced when you were at the state tournament. You got the most votes of any player in the state. That had to be awesome.
Yeah, that was. It's an incredible feeling.
What is it like to know that you are considered one of the best players in the entire state? Because I've told you before, coming into high school, you had so many expectations heaped on you with the history of the Hillsborough girls basketball program, what you guys did at the junior high level. So people had, in a lot of ways, maybe unrealistic expectations of what you could do. And I told you, you surpassed them all. It's amazing.
I mean, personally, I didn't really look at it like that. I just thought like, hey, just try your best each game and see what happens.
What would you like to say to all the Hillsborough people? You guys had such great fan support. I mean, it was that postseason run was amazing with the fan support. But even during the regular year, the Topper fans always showed out. I'll always remember at that sectional game when you walked across the stage and they started chanting your name.
And even, like, there were so many people there. There were people sitting on the actual court. Yeah. It was crazy.
And you got almost an embarrassed look on your face. You're like, I just wanted my water bottle.
I left my water bottle upstairs, and I ate too much peanut butter, and it was just bad.
Sammy Matouche joining us here on Sports Saturday for just a couple more minutes as she has to get off to Edwardsville for yet another All-Star game. But again, Wash U will be the school, and we've talked about the history of this program. I mean, they've won national championships. They've gone to the Final Four. I think 10 times in the Final Four. So is that something you allow yourself to think about? Like, I could play in the Final Four.
Yeah, that is a big part of it. I mean, I love post runs.
And you guys have been so good at it over the years. Sammy, as Terry has said, you're one of the best that we've ever got the privilege to watch. We at WSMI feel fortunate we were able to follow your career, follow the Toppers on this magical ride to the state tournament this past year. Thank you so much for a few minutes of your time here this morning. I guess just any final thoughts, statements you want to make to the folks of Hillsborough, just about anything that you want to say.
I would just like to thank everyone for always supporting all of the Hillsborough athletics, but especially the girls basketball team.
And then, of course, you're playing soccer this year.
Kind of.
You're on the roster?
Yeah. Let's put it that way.
Sammy Matouche here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We will let her get off to Edwardsville for yet another All-Star basketball game. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get you set for the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament following these messages on WSMI. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
Thank you so much. And, yeah, it's a chilly day here. Doesn't feel like great baseball weather, David, but, you know, a little bit of a breeze, overcast skies right now. But it's not raining.
That's right. Which the a little bit of a scare a couple days ago with the rain coming down, but it was dry yesterday, as dry as it could be, and then dry today. Obviously, no, I don't believe any rain threatening the forecast for today. So looks like we're gonna get baseball in.
It might be some rain later on tonight, but unless we have like 27 innings played here today, we should be good to go. And the nice thing about the county when it's at Hillsborough is with the multiple diamonds, we can play the games at the same time. So that'll make for a little shorter of a day, and we're going to have a full day. All four games we're going to broadcast live on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Hillsborough, Litchfield will be live at the top of the hour here on FM 106. You and Gabe Osborne will have the call of Nokomis and Morrisonville. That game will be on AM 1540 and FM 106.9 beginning at 10 o'clock. And, of course, Hillsborough and Litchfield just played yesterday. Hillsborough won that game 8-1, but it was a 1-0 ball game for most of the way.
It was a conference game, too, so it was an important game. I understand the Litchfield pitcher, Billy Beckham, pitched through a lot of pitches, so he may be unavailable today.
He will be unavailable, of course, with the pitch count rules. And that's always been one of the great balancing acts for the baseball coaches in this tournament over the years is who do you pitch? When do you pitch them? Because it's just sandwiched right in the middle of the conference season. I know different head coaches have different philosophies. Some put more emphasis on winning this tournament. Some not so much. But when you look at the history of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament, man, there's been a lot of good teams in this thing over the years.
Oh, there absolutely have been. And actually, we should make note, this is the first time they've had the tournament in Hillsborough. And I don't remember how long. I don't remember why, because obviously Hillsborough's still relatively new to this tournament because they were not in it for so many years. And I don't know the last time Hillsborough's hosted the Montgomery County tournament.
It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
And, of course, they won it the last time they were in it. And that's how the seeds work for this tournament. They just go based on the last completed tournament. So Hillsborough is the one seed, the defending champions.
That was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Yeah, it was rained out last year, which it seems to get rained out about every other year.
It would seem, although we had, before last year, we had a stretch of at least, I think, like 5 or 6 years in a row where we had the tournament. We were very fortunate weather-wise.
Of course, you played in this tournament when you were a member of the Litchfield Purple Panther baseball team, and it really is, I mean, it's a special day. It's,
it is.
You know, bragging rights type of deal.
Oh, absolutely. You go in. Until the postseason, you try to look for things to keep yourself motivated, and you have those bragging rights opportunities, and this is one of them. You really want to represent your school well for the county, and now that all four county schools are in it, we can't stress how great that is, because it makes for a better day. It makes for, you actually have a bracketed tournament now, because where it was just round robin, and sometimes math had to get involved, you could have three teams that finished 1-1. And then
that's where we need Sammy Matouche,
right,
to take care of the mathematics for us.
It gets a little complicated in determining the winner, but now that it's bracketed, you easily know who's going to win the tournament.
And, I mean, on paper, and that's always a dangerous thing to do when you start looking at high school athletics, well, on paper, this is what should happen. But it would be surprising if it wasn't Hillsborough. Nokomis. Certainly, Nokomis expected to be in the championship game. Morrisonville has had some struggles here in the early part of the year, and Nokomis, they are a talented squad.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that, like you said, on paper, that's what you would kind of predict it to be, but that's why they play the games. And we know Litchfield and Morrisonville will each be looking to flip that narrative on its rear end.
And if maybe people aren't familiar, think, wait a minute, Morrisonville? They're not in Montgomery County, but they co-op with Lincolnwood, of course. So they are in the Montgomery County baseball tournament here. So that will be a different feel for the Morrisonville folk to be involved in the Montgomery County baseball tournament. Again, it wasn't played last year due to the weather. And here we sit on the 13th of April, and it don't feel like an ideal baseball day. You see a lot of hooded sweatshirts, a lot of people bundled up, but hopefully the sun will come out at some point today and we'll get some nice quality ball in.
Especially because it was really warm the last couple of days. I mean, it was rainy on Thursday, but it's been warm the last couple of days. And then you get to today, you wake up and, gosh, you almost have to put your winter coat on. And some of these guys, it might hurt some players' hands with that baseball inside. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, if you're pitching today, go inside.
That's right. That's right. And we'll see how the weather affects it, too, with the hitting and everything. I don't know if it's cold enough if you'll see a lot of well-struck balls today, but we'll see.
Time will tell. So top of the hour, Hillsborough, Litchfield here on FM 106. Nokomis, Morrisonville, AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Then the championship game just past high noon on FM 106. The third place game will be live just past high noon on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. David Jenkins, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Sports Saturday here live from the Hillsborough Sports Complex, getting you set for the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. And Terry Tote, you will be back at the studio today making sure everything goes on off without a hitch. But I know Sammy Matouche is one of those athletes that has a special place in your heart.
Very definitely. You know, had the good fortune of watching Sammy and her teammates play in junior high and have such success. And you could tell early on that these ball players were very special. And you know, success at the junior high level doesn't always translate to the high school level, but you kind of had a feeling that, you know, yeah, somewhere along the line, these guys are going to put it together, and they did. And as I mentioned before and many times, I can remember back when Sammy got into high school before she ever played her first high school game. I remember saying on Sports Saturday that she's going to be one of those people that we include in there with Molly McDowell and Venetia Waterman and Hope Schulte and those kind of kids. So, and she very definitely has become part of that. And what a tremendous talent. I tell you what, she did some things with the basketball that you know, like, really, did I just see what I thought I saw? You know, and I thought she made a lot of the players on her team better from the standpoint that she was able to give them confidence.
Well, there's no question about that, and there was a period of time, maybe earlier in her career, where some of the other kids would just stand around and let Sammy. Right. Do it. And believe me, she could do it, and she did do it. But that was the difference in that topper team this year. Was Sammy did it. Believe me, she had a phenomenal year, first team All-Stater. But the other girls on that team, Aubrey Rupert, Jade Scroggins, Kylie Meyer, I mean, Claire Tester, Nakia Harson, they all had their moments, especially during that postseason run. One-person teams don't get to the state tournament.
No, they don't. And a one-person team might get to the state tournament, but it's very, very rare. And this is a perfect example this year of Sammy allowing, you know, the other players to do what they need to do to make the team successful, more successful. And they rode that all the way to Redbird Arena, which is, you know, and it doesn't make any difference. I don't care where you finished. Just getting to the state basketball tournament is such a tremendous experience, something these girls are going to remember, these young ladies are going to remember forever.
There's no doubt about that. And Sammy, of course, going to WashU, we thank her very much for coming out here this morning. What an awesome institution, and she's going to do great things here as she moves forward with her adult life.
Well, I think basketball is still in her blood, and at least for the next 3 or 4 years, Sammy's going to have a lot of fun playing basketball. And WashU is going to take it, you know, the Washington University fans are going to open their eyes and go, oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Yeah, like, well, where did we get her, you know? Well, from Hillsborough, that's where you got her. So I think she'll do quite well. And she seems to be able to step up to any level she needed to get to. So.
Yeah, I mean, she's succeeded at everything she's ever done, and WashU is going to be no different for Sammy Matouche. So good luck to her today as she competes in yet another Illinois versus Missouri All-Star game. And by the time she's done, Terry, she will have played in 4 All-Star games here after her senior year, the 2-time first-team All-Stater, just one of the greats. And you mentioned at the start of her career, you know, you said she has the potential to be there with the McDowells, the Watermans, the Schultes, and she finishes her career right smack in the middle of that conversation. She actually scored more points than all of them.
You know, and Tim, going back to when she was in eighth grade, and I can remember the broadcast in the eighth grade girls state tournament game, the two premier point guards in the state of Illinois, as far as the IESA were concerned, played against each other that night, and it was just a wild game. And what a show Sammy put on with her counterpart that night, and the Lady Dragons came away with the victory. So it was it's been a lot of fun to watch. And you know, high school sports does a lot of things. It brings pride to the community. It brings pride to people and their efforts. But it also, you know, I think you have to appreciate the opportunity to participate. And that's sometimes what we forget. We forget that it is an honor to participate, even though you may not win everything. You know, talk to Kelsey Card, who participated in the Rio Olympics. You know, how special was that, for goodness sakes? Oh, my goodness, you know. And just the ability to participate at a high level. These girls have done that and have done it well. So
we've been fortunate over the years to have witnessed to some great athletic performances here in our listening area. And Sammy Matouche is just the latest great performer we had the privilege to watch. We wish her the best of luck as she continues on in her athletic career at Washington University. Terry, I need to step aside. I got to get myself set for a little bit of a ball game here. It's going to be fun. Litchfield and Hillsborough, we've talked about it before. The Route 16 rivalry, toss the records right out. This is going to be a heck of a battle here today. Hillsborough got Litchfield last night, so you know the Purple Panthers coming for revenge today.
So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more Sports Saturday, and Tim will get ready for our first broadcast of the day coming up in a few minutes here on WSMI FM 106. WSMI Sports Saturday rolls on here on this 13th day of April 2019. Not exactly going to be a warm day today, 58 the expected high. There's a slight chance of rain for late in the afternoon, but it looks like we probably are going to be able to get baseball in from the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament here on WSMI FM 106.1. We'll have the Hillsborough-Litchfield matchup for you. Nokomis will take on Morrisonville. Those game, or that broadcast, will be on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And, of course, we'll have Cardinals baseball from Mexico, from Monterrey, Mexico, beginning at 5:10 this afternoon. The Cardinals take on Cincinnati. 5:10, our pregame coverage from Mexico on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. Just a little background information concerning the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. The tournament started in 1974. Good friend, our Chick Bishop, who passed away just recently, was the superintendent of schools, the county superintendent of schools, and got together and put this county baseball tournament plan together. At that time, virtually nobody, probably nobody, no county, had a county baseball tournament, but Montgomery County did, so it's been going on. This is, what, the 49th year? Now, granted, over the years, there's been a lot of rainouts, but here we are in the 49th season of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament, and it's being played at Hillsborough High School. I like the venue of Hillsborough with the two diamonds where you can play two games at the same time, and next year, I believe, it rolls to Morrisonville. The county baseball tournament does. So, but anyway, that's a little bit of background for the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. The very first one was won by Lincolnwood High School when they played at Hillsborough, and they played at the old Homer Dome there at the high school at Hillsborough, right across the street from the tennis court. So that was a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, but the tournament is alive and well, and we'll have coverage for you coming up probably in about 15 minutes or so here on WSMI FM 106.1. Well, a lot of other sports to talk about. First off, let's kind of go over what happened last night around the area in high school baseball. Hillsborough and Litchfield, yes, getting ready to play again here within less than 12 hours. But last night, Hillsborough beat Litchfield 8-1. Landon Carroll had six innings on the hill. He allowed four hits, one run, had six strikeouts, went 2-for-4 at the plate. Tanner Mullen was 2-for-4. He had a double and three RBIs, and Hillsborough won at 8-1. Elsewhere, Carlinville, boy, how about those Cavaliers, I tell you. Don Borgini was on the sports show last week, the head coach of Carlinville, and Cavaliers continued to roll. They beat Southwestern last night, 14-4. Aiden Ogle had a 3-for-3 night, couple of RBIs. Jake Ambule was 3-for-5, had four RBIs. Cavaliers won at 14-4. Elsewhere, Greenville beat Gillespie 4-1. Brock Nelson pitched seven innings, allowed four hits, a run, and had nine strikeouts in the game. Griffin Bianco went 3-for-4, had a double, five RBIs, as the Staunton Bulldogs beat the Roxana Shells 13-3. Elsewhere in high school baseball around the area last night, North Bank defeated Athens 13-10. Sam Mount had a 3-for-4 night. He had a double, couple of RBIs. Grant Thurman went 2-for-2 and had an RBI in that game. Pena beat Vandalia 11-3 as Sam Beck went 2-for-3 and had 3 RBIs. At Beardstown, it was Pleasant Plains over Carrollton 15-12. Quincy Notre Dame beat Carrollton 11-3. And Beardstown beat Jacksonville Route 7-3. That's one of those round-robin get-togethers. New Berlin beat Greenfield Northwestern yesterday 3-2. It was Auburn over Edinburgh 11-1. Zach Stevens pitched 3 innings, allowed no runs, no hits, had 7 strikeouts in the ballgame. In other baseball scores, Taylorville over MacArthur 17-7. Jerseyville beat Calhoun 5-1. Glenwood 7, Triad 4. O'Fallon beat Sacred Heart Griffin 8-1. It's Mount Pulaski 12, Decatur Eisenhower 2. Rochester defeated Porta 13-0. Lincoln over Southeast of Springfield 7-3. Modern Day downed Waterloo 4-3. Metro East Lutheran beat Brussels 5-2. And Springfield Lamphere beat Riverton 12-2. In some girls' softball action from around the area last night, Hillsboro was not only an 8-1 winner in baseball, but also an 8-1 winner in softball last night. Kai Hanner had pitched 7 innings, allowed 1 hit, 1 run, had 13 RBIs, also went 2-for-3 at the plate with an RBI as the Toppers beat Litchfield 8-1. Gillespie pounded Greenville last night 18-0. Keaton Link pitched 4 innings, allowed a hit, and had 8 strikeouts in that game. It was Edinburgh 6, Nokomis 1. Riley Burney had 7 innings on the hill, allowed 4 hits and no earned runs, and 19 strikeouts in the game. In other girls' softball matchups, Roxana beat Staunton 11-4. Payne over Vandalia 3-2. Alton beat Carrollton 16-4. It was Taylorville 6, Pawnee 1. Petersburg ported down Jacksonville 6-0. Pleasant Plains beat Jacksonville Route 14-4. And it was Springfield Lamphere beating Calvary Academy 15-4. In girls soccer from yesterday, Staunton and Greenville in the third place game of the Panther Classic played to a scoreless tie, and the Comets won on penalty kicks, so they took the third place game. In regular season play yesterday, Glenwood beat Carlinville 3-0. Alton Marquette beat Hillsboro 7-0. Williamsville and St. Thomas More played to a 1-1 tie. Springfield Lutheran over Athens 1-0. Waterloo Jabot beat Metro East Lutheran 6-0. Westglen and Highland played to a 1-1 tie in regulation, and then Westglen won at 4-3 on penalty kicks. And Murfreesboro beat Breeze Central 2-1. By the way, some conferences do play the penalty kick overtime. Some do not. A lot of times non-conference games end in regulation, and if it's tied at the end of regulation, it's just a tie. So that's why you get some penalty kick finals sometimes, and sometimes you don't. So on the docket today, of course, the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament, as we've been talking about. At Freeburg today, there'll be a triple header. Greenville will take on Freeburg. The Comets will then take on Southwestern, and then Southwestern will take on Freeburg. In softball action at the Ramsey Invitational, Hillsboro plays Ramsey. Ramsey takes on Windsor Stu Strauss. Toppers come back and take on Windsor Stu Strauss, and then Ramsey will take on Altamont. At the Nokomis Tournament, Nokomis plays Vandalia. That'll be coming up in about 25 minutes or so. Pena will take on St. Elmo Brownstown. At Mulberry Grove today, already underway, Mulberry Grove against South Central. Morrisonville meets Neoga at 10:30. Winners will play at 1:30 for the title, and the consolation game is set for noontime. And at Greenville, Greenville takes on North Mac, Newton, and North Mac and Newton will wrap up the 3-game set there. Also on girls softball, Pawnee at Carrollton, Greenfield Northwestern at New Berlin. And in girls soccer today, Gillespie will be at Jerseyville, North Mac at Staunton, Auburn at Lincoln, Athens at Pleasant Plains, Peoria Christian at Williamsville, and Southwestern will take on Salem, but they'll play that game at 4 o'clock this afternoon at Lewis and Clark. And one of the true traditions of track and field, the Pena Invitational, co-ed track meet set for today, Carlinville, Hillsboro, Litchfield, Gillespie, Meridian High, Central A&M, New Berlin, Pawnee, Pleasant Plains, Rushville Industry, Sangamon Valley, Springfield Lutheran, Effingham, St. Anthony, Windsor, Stu Strauss, all participating there. That's already underway with the field events. The track events begin at about 10:30. And in boys tennis today, Greenville is at O'Fallon for a quad match there. We'll take a break. More Sports Saturday in just a moment. Special edition of WSMI Sports Saturday. We'll be switching our venue to the Hillsboro Sports Complex coming up here in just about 7 minutes or so for the beginning of our broadcast coverage of the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament. In one game, it'll be Hillsboro taking on Litchfield. The other semifinal has Nokomis taking on Morrisonville. The winners will meet on the main diamond, and the secondary diamond will host the third-place game, and that'll be sometime during the noon hour, someplace 12, 12:15, 12:30, somewhere like that, however it turns out. And we'll have coverage for you live on WSMI FM 106.1 of the Hillsboro-Litchfield game and the championship game. The Nokomis-Morrisonville game on AM 1540, FM 106.9, along with the third-place game. And, of course, Cardinals baseball. The Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds are in Mexico. They're playing in Monterrey, Mexico. A couple of games this weekend. 5:10, our broadcast coverage for the Cardinals this afternoon on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.1. Well, believe it or not, here we are halfway through April, but we're now starting to talk a little bit about some postseason baseball and softball. Not so much the pairings or anything, but just some of the assignments. For example, in girls 1A or in boys 1A baseball, Nokomis gets a regional tournament this week. They're in a subsectional along with Altamont, Beecher City, Brownstown, Casey Westfield, Effingham, St. Anthony, which will host a regional, Martinsville, Neoga, Ramsey, Stu Strauss, and Toledo, Cumberland. That regional subsectional, or that subsectional, the regional winners from that subsectional will eventually feed into the Dietrich sectional and then the SIU Carbondale super sectional. Teams that could end up at the Lincolnland super sectional via the Greenville University sectional could be from subsectional B, where the regional tournaments will be hosted by Morrisonville and by Carrollton. In that subsectional B pool, you've got Brussels, Carrollton, Edinburgh, Greenfield, Calhoun, Mott Olive, Pawnee, Pleasant Hill, and North Green. And the subsectional A portion of that tournament, you've got Dupo, Metro East, Lutheran, McGivney, Lebanon, Madison, Marissa, Mulberry Grove, New Athens, Okawville, Valmire, and Waterloo-Jabot. In 2A baseball matchups, in subsectional A, the regional tournament sites will be Pena and Auburn. Involved in subsectional A will be Arthur, Lovington, Atwood, Hammond, along with Carlinville, New Berlin, Pittsfield, Shelbyville, Sullivan, and North Mac. Subsectional B, which also feeds into that Pleasant Plains sectional, has Argentia, Orianna, Athens, Beardstown, Tri-City, Moroa, Forsyth, Petersburg, Porta, Pleasant Plains, Riverton, Warrensburg, Latham, and Williamsville. And a lot of our teams will be in the subsectional A and B portion of the T-Town sectional. The subsectional A has regional tournament sites of Newton and Greenville and involves Flora, Lawrenceville, Litchfield, Marshall, Robinson, T-Town, and Vandy. Subsectional B regional sites include Breeze, Modern Day, and Staunton. So the Bulldogs will be able to host a regional tournament. And in that subsectional B, you've got Marquette, Belleville, Altoff, Carlisle, Gillespie, Southwestern, Staunton, West Glen, and East Alton Wood River. So that should be a very, very interesting matchup there. Very quickly, in girls softball in 1A play, in girls softball subsectional A play, Bunker Hill will be involved in regional tournament play either at Brussels or Griggsville Perry, and that will feed into the Jacksonville Route sectional. Meridian High will host a sectional, and the subsectional B will have regional tournament sites of Pawnee and Okaw Valley, and Nokomis, Pawnee, Lincolnwood, Morrisonville, all in those and that subsectional. And Mulberry Grove will be in subsectional B and could participate eventually in the South Central sectional, but they'll have regional sites either at Centralia, Christar, Rock Lutheran, or New Athens. And in 2A softball play, as far as some of our local teams, Pena will be in subsectional A. That'll feed into the Newton sectional. Newton has a regional. T-Town has a regional there. Carlisle and Flora both hosting regionals in the subsectional B portion of that tournament. Greenville will be participating there. A lot of our teams are going to be either playing at Southwestern High School or Gillespie in subsectional B play. That will feed into the Litchfield sectional. In that subsectional B, you've got Marquette, Carlinville, Hillsboro, Litchfield, Southwestern, Roxanna, Staunton, East Altonwood River. And in the subsectional A portion of that tournament, you've got Athens, Auburn, Tri-City, New Berlin, Porta, Pittsfield, Pleasant Plains, Riverton, North Mac, and Williamsville. And it won't be very long before we'll be talking about postseason tournament play in high school baseball, softball, girls soccer, track and field, boys tennis, as the season continues to fly along. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. WSMI Mid-Illinois weather, just before we get you out to the ballpark at the Hillsboro Sports Complex, 20% chance of rain for late this afternoon, high of 58. Rain tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight 40, high tomorrow 45. Partly cloudy Sunday night, low 33. Sunshine on Monday with a high of 60. 45 degrees at the Weather Center. We've got baseball on the way.